Parshas Beshalach, Tavshin Pei Aleph. The next lesson in Emuna, the splitting of the sea. Shir should be Refuah Shlema for Rachel Naomi, Bas Esther Chana, for Tzvi HaKohen ben Alta Chaya, for Yaakov Yoel ben Yitl Gela, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. Should be Le'ilui Nishmas, Tova Bas Mordechai Dov, and being that this coming week is my mother, Le'ah Shalom's Yortzeit, should be Le'ilui Nishmas Esther Rivka Bas Ben Sion Alevi. Psukim say, we say it every day in davening, Yosha Hashem Bayom Huas Yisrael Miad Mitzrayim, and Hashem saved the Jewish people in that day from the hand of Mitzrayim, Bayar Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Meis Al Sfas Hayam, and the Jewish people saw the Mitzrayim dead upon the shore of the sea. Bayar Yisrael Es Yada Gedolah, and the Jewish people saw the great hand, Asher Asa Hashem Mitzrayim, that He used it against Mitzrayim. Vayir'u ha'am es Hashem, they feared Hashem. Vayaminu ba'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, His servant. As a function of this, Az Yashir Moshe uv'nei Yisrael sashira azos la'Hashem v'amru le'mor ashira la'Hashem ki go'ga'a sus rachol ramav hayom. As a result, as a function of v'yiru'u ha'am es Hashem, they feared Hashem, v'yaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, His servant, they sang the Shira. Now, this combination of their believing in Hashem and in Moshe, His servant, is an interesting combination. Really, it would seem that there's two factors over here in terms of, on the one hand, they're believing Hashem, and on the other hand, believing that Moshe is Hashem's servant. You wouldn't necessarily think at first glance that they are intrinsically related. But that's what we're going to try and do, and show that the Emunah in Hashem and in Moshe, His servant, are indeed intrinsically related. The Maral in Gvuras Hashem says, Shlosha Pamim, here in Perek Mem Zayin, Shlosha Pamim Ne'emar Vayaminu, with regard to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kasher bo Moshe ligolosam, and Moshe first appears upon the scene, he tells them that he's come to redeem them. It says, Vayamein ha'am ki fakad Hashem es amo v'chira'o anyam. The Jewish people realized that Hashem saw their travail, was involved in their lives. Ubekriyas Yamsuf Ne'amar Vayaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe Avdo, the pasuk we just read, they believed in Hashem and in Moshe's servant. Leitzar Sinai Ne'amar V'hinei Anochi Bo'alech B'Ava Anan L'man Yishma Ha'am B'Dabri Yimach, I will come to you in the thickness of the cloud, so that people will hear as I speak with you. V'gam B'cho Yaminu L'Olam, and they will believe in you forever. Hare Gimel Emunos, says the Maral, Shnizbaro B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Three Emunos, three aspects of faith became clear to the Jewish people in the process of leaving Egypt. Veda, Ki Gimel Emunos Heim Yisod HaDas. These three Emunos are the Yisod HaDas. V'kasher Heim Chas V'Sholom Tipol Achas Mehem Tipol HaDas V'Chlolom. Says the Maral, if our faith in any one of these, excuse me, one of these three principles is weak, not clear, then our entire faith is in danger. The first, he says, achas hu ashgacha, that is what we really recognized in Mitzrayim. Hashem was involved in their lives. He heard their pain. Shumashkeach v'tachtonim v'lo kum sh'omrim aminim azav Hashem es ha'oretz. Not like the apostates would have us believe that Hashem has gone on vacation. Excuse me. Takapulko. He's not here. Shikin laman avadu so. Achashein mashgeach v'tachtonim. Where should we serve him if he's not here? Emun Hashem, the second emuna, is that which we saw at Kriyas Yamsuf. Shakol hu b'yad Hashem v'ein dover chutz mimenu. He's the only objective reality. V'zeh emunas metzius Hashem yisbarach. The reality of Hashem. Hashem is reality. You would think that would come first, but that's not necessarily true. First, recognize that Hashem is involved in your life. Then to, you'll forgive me for the yawns, it's pushing 2:30 in the morning, so sorry. To understand that Hashem is Einon Milvado, that He's the only objective reality. And Munas Mitzius Hashem Yisrach, this is really the second stage. And finally, that which they saw at Matan Torah, which is not a discussion for this week, but just to finish off the Moralki, Bevadai, Hakol Modim Mitzius Hashem Yisrach, Rak Shelo Yomar She'enu Hakol Chas V'Shalom. That is the Emunah Mitzius Hashem, which became exceedingly clear to them here at Kriyas Yam Suf. And finally, the last Memuna Yamuna Shlishi Shiyadaber Hashem Yisbarach Es Adam Vitelo Torah with the Emunah Torah Min Hashemayim. The Emunah of Torah Min Hashemayim. And that's from Matan Torah. V'gam B'chol Yaminu La'olam. That became emblazoned upon the Jewish people at that point forever. Bye. Let's just go over some of the lessons we've learned so far in Sefer Shmos in order to appreciate what we're going to learn this evening, or this morning as the case may be. We talked about in Parshas Bo, we talked about on the that which we saw, and I won't go over the Mar Makomos again, that Paro's name is also Ofar, the dust of the earth, and it's also Ha'oref, and that Paro's preoccupation with this world, the here and the now of this world, your success, your achievement of power, your achievement of pleasure, pick your psychologist, etc., that leaves him in a state of Ha'oref. He's the nape of his neck. He is the opposite. He is the antithesis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Hashem, Pe'el Pe'el Adaber Bo. Panim El Panim. Face to face. Connection. Paro's flipped around. The nape of the neck. I'm not looking at you. That's because of his preoccupation with He'ofar, the temporal aspect of this world. We saw also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kaved Lev Paro. And we discussed the idea of Kaved Lev Paro, that the Kaved, right, is associated with a person's drives, because the Kaved is all dam, the liver is all dam. On top of a person is his moach, is his intellect. In the middle, between the intellect, which is associated, right, which is in the mind, the lave, which is associated with a person's feelings, what does he love, what does he hate, what does he respect, what does he disdain, lave, and finally the kaved, the three great organs, the intellect, the mind, the heart, the liver. When a person has his intellect, the truths of his mind, as standing at the helm of his being, and then in turn, the world of his feelings, the world of his affect, are in sync with the truths of his mind. Not one taking the place of the other, but they are in sync with the truths of his mind. And his drives, he's not neutered. His drives are there, but they have their proper place at the bottom of his state, of his erect state. Moach, lev, kaved, the person's a melech. He's a king. Mem, lamed, chof. If he's flipped upside down, his drives determine how he's going to harness the world of his intellect and the world of his feelings, then that is kelim, that is shame. We discussed that. Hashem said about Paro, kaved lev Paro. His kaved, his heart, has turned into a kaved. In other words, the world of the drives has reached upward and conquered his heart. We discussed the terminology ha'atiru that we saw in Parshas Va'era. The double aspect, as the Medrash pointed out, there are two aspects to the verb ha'atiru. On the one hand, an atar is like a pitchfork used to stick into, let's say, a bundle, a sheaf of wheat, lift it up and put it someplace else. Or, it's miloshan atir, wealthy. And it was difficult, very difficulty. We saw the Beforshim explain what does it mean to be wealthy in the context of lahatir. It's the idea of lahatir of Ezua Ashir, who is a truly wealthy person, a sameach lechelku, he's satisfied. In other words, the koach of tefillah that was talked about in Sefer Bereishis with regard to Yitzchak, when it says Vayetar Yitzchak Lenochach Ishto, his koach, his ability, as it were, to take the pitchfork and to move one divine degree and put it in someplace else, i.e., to take the Midas Hadin and now transform it to Midas Rachamim, that came first from the understanding of, I have no tainus on you, Hashem. I'm Sameach Vechelki. Life may not be easy, but I have no claims against you. To be Matzdik the Din, to accept the Din, that gives the person the true ability, when he prays, to now be Mishana, the fashion of Hashem's Hashgacha. To accept that Hashem is just in applying his divine providence to me via the conduit of Din, enables me to then, in fact, change this conduit from one of Din to one of Rachmim. And as the Rabbeinu Bachi points out, that this is the way we understood the Rabbeinu Bachi, the action of using the pitchfork is you bend down, i.e. acceptance, you raise up, that means your tefillahs reach the place, the headwaters of where the divine providence can either go down the conduit of Din, the conduit of Rachmim, and now we send the divine providence, the Hashgacha, via the conduit of Rachamim. Paro was only interested in the aspect of changing. He wasn't interested in the aspect of acceptance of Hashem's Din. Just change it, just change it. He's always telling Moshe, just change it. Stop it, fix it. Fix the, what he called Tzvadeya. Fix this, fix that, fix the next thing. Fascinating, very fascinating. Very fascinating. Finally, in last week's parsha, we saw the tefillin. The first two parshas of tefillin, Kadesh and Vayavika Ha, that speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there it says, V'yul os al yotcha l'zikaron b'ninecha. So the Meshechachma, the os al yotcha l'zikaron b'ninecha, the zikaron b'ninecha is the remembrance, what Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim, is now to be an os, a symbol of what will take place in the Gula Shlema. And as this speaks to our recognition of Hashem's previous in Yetzias Mitzrayim, his involvement with us, and the subsequent way that he will save us once again. Blessed Lovo. In addition, we also saw that the two boxes, the tefillin, the Shel Yad has all the parshios on one long piece of parchment, inside one box, and in the Shel Rosh, there are four compartments with the four parshas of tefillin. Kadesh, Vayayak, Yevyachoshma, Vayavta, and Vayayim Shamoa, four different compartments. And as the Meshech Chochma pointed out, that was meant to teach us that when it's on the arm, next to, what do you call it, next to the heart, Hashem loves all the Jewish people all together. When it comes to the way His divine providence is meted out upon us, His hashgacha, the earth is divided into four compartments, depending on what madrega the person happens to be. Fine. Also, we also learn the idea that it's on the left arm, right? Right, and it's next to what he called it, the weak hand, Yad Keha, the weak hand, showing that we cannot trust ourselves to always maintain a proper standard unless we are not going to turn towards Olam Hazeh, like the Rabbeinu Yonah said, and it's brought down in the Kavanas for Tefillin, in Hilchos Tefillin, that a person, as it were, should, as he puts on his Tefillin, he should remember to be kind of the mitzvah Hashem, but also he should have in mind that this is meant to remind him that he should not fall prey to running after his desires in this world, because essentially, if you do that, then you've turned yourself into Paro. our whole Yitzia, our whole exodus from Mitzrayim is that we should not be like Paro. Right? Why? What was unique about Kriyas Yamsuf? Unique about Kriyas Yamsuf. What was unique about Kriyas Yamsuf, the Beis Halevi said, I'm synopsizing here, is that it was something very special in that in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were really not worthy to go out yet. However, the Mitzrayim were worthy to be punished. And so the Jewish people saw the Midas Hadin come upon Mitzrayim. Hashem's strict justice come upon Mitzrayim. And the Esar Makos, Dam, Tzvadeh, Akinim, Orov. If the Jewish people were saved at that point, it was that they were not subject to this supernatural conduct, the supernatural makos. They lived in the world of Teva. The world of Teva, I shouldn't say it like that. But they were spared this supernatural act. When, however, they came to Yamsuf, there the thrust was to save the Jewish people. The miracle was done for the Jewish people. Again, think of it. In Mitzrayim, all the unusual, extraordinary, not within the realm of Teva, the supernatural acts that took place were for the point of punishing the Mitzrayim. Dam, Tzvadeh, Akinim, Orov, Dever. The Jewish people didn't live in that supernatural reality. That's why they're saved. They're saved. At Yamsuf, though, the miracle was the splitting of the sea, and that was for the Jewish people. The fact, says the Beis Halevi, that the Mitzrayim drowned is because people drown on the ocean. What was amazing for the Jewish people, and this is what motivated them to sing Shira, says the Beis Halevi, is that they saw that while Hashem's hand of Rachamim was there for them to do this miracle for them, that very same hand drowned the Mitzrayim. And they realized that Hashem's Rachamim and Hashem's Din are all one. There are no conflicting forces here. Hashem is one. Hashem is one. That's the Beis Halevi says. Question is what enabled them to really understand this? What really gave them the capacity to truly understand this? That he doesn't address. He just says he saw that this was the structure of the Nais at Yamsuf was Rachamim, and that same Rachamim drowned the Mitzrayim, and that showed Hashem's oneness. It doesn't really address the idea of when the Pasuk says Vayaminu Hashem of Moshe Avto, the connection between believing in Hashem and believing in Moshe. Once again, the Rishonim talk about it, that they thought that perhaps Moshe was doing things out of his own chachma, and here it became clear that he wasn't doing his own chachma. So it really becomes two agendas. Let's, however, see that what they understood at Yamsuf gave them greater insight not only into Hashem, but greater insight into themselves. See the Tzidkas HaTzadik here. Let's just give a piece of background before we start this Tzidkas HaTzadik. We discussed, both in Parshas Vayetze and in Parshas Miketz, how the Medrash contrasts the dream of Yaakov and the dream of Paro. In Yaakov's dream, in Parshas Vayetze, he dreams that Hashem is Nitzav Alav. In Paro's dream, Paro dreams, in Parshas Miketz, that he's Omed Aliyah Or, says the Medrash, we've mentioned so many times before, Ruum Abein HaTzadikim Levein Rishayim, see that which differentiates the Tzadikim from the Rishayim. It's not just, oh, we believe in this, they believe in that. There's a fundamental difference. The difference is that the Tzadikim, right, Elokeim Miskayim Aleihem. What does that mean? Not just he's standing above them. Elokeim Miskayim Aleihem. Their God is given Kiyum through them. That means we are the vehicle for revealing Hashem's presence in the world. And that's why we need to lead our lives as that we are a vehicle to reveal Hashem's presence in the world. By the Rishoyim, Heim Miskayim Eloheim, their God, with the smallest G you can think of, is only there to serve their purposes, their own egocentricity, so that he will give, my God, with the small g, once again, will give me Kiyum in the world. He's there to further my selfish interests. That's why I serve him. I'll give him what he wants. He wants the still-hearting beat of a young maiden? Bakasha, take it. Just in the end, give me what I want. You are there for me to be miskayim upon you, says the idolater. Not explicitly. Whereas, by the tzaddikim, by Ovdei Hashem, Elokeim Miskayim Aleihem. So now, once you've heard this, how crucial, right? And this our being is here to reveal the greater reality. We are a mote of dust in an immense reality, but we're part of that reality. But we are only a part of that reality. The whole reality, there's only one reality, Hashem. We are part. We are meant to reveal through our actions, through our marching through life, using the lens of the Torah, etc., 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 through all of that, through our thoughts, our words, our deeds, our actions, our reactions, we're meant to reveal Hashem's presence in the world. So now look what Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes. Kishem shetzarech adam lahamin b'Hashem, just as a person is meant to believe in Hashem, kach tzarech achar kach lahamin b'atzmo. This is exactly the point we were just making. My first perception is that reality is beyond me. Reality doesn't begin with me. I am but one speck of dust revolving around reality, i.e., reality is the Borei Olam. Borei Olam. I'm one aspect in this world through which the Borei Olam becomes revealed. So therefore, what does he say? Just as Hashem, says Ratzadik, the person has to believe in Hashem, he has to believe in himself. What am I here for? Who am I? Ratzalomar, says Ratzadik, and Oskuf Nun Dalet and Tzidkas HaTzadik. Rotzalomar Shiyesh LaHashem Yisbarach Esikimo V'Sheinu Poel Batel. Hashem has expectations for me. I'm not a zero. He has expectations for me, from me. Shebein Laili, I'm not like the gourd in Sefer Yonah that was there for the evening and gone by the next day. And not like an animal who dies and is finished for the world. A person has to believe that his nefesh is from the source of all life. Right? And Hashem gets oneg, satisfaction, when I do his will, when he's revealed through me. I am the smaller part of a much greater reality. This is called Chelek Elokam Imal. V'zeh Perush v'yaminu v'ashem v'moshe avdo, says Ritzorak. Perush Moshe wrote Lomar Klal Shishim Ribon Nafshos Yisrael. Says v'yaminu v'ashem v'moshe avdo, Moshe is the one who was where encapsulates all the Shishim Ribo, all the 600,000 root souls. Moshe encapsulates them. V'adorahu v'yaminu v'ashem yizbarach chofetz v'hem. So to believe in Moshe, says the Ritzorak, is like believing in yourself as a member of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu represents us all. This is not just homiletics. The Rambam says, Al Yomar b'machshav techa davar zeh she'omrim tipshi umas olam rov golmei b'nei Yisrael shakosh baruch hu gozer al adam mitchilat b'riyaso liosadek o rasho. In a davar kein, el kol adam roilo liosadekim Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, we are not going to be Nevi'im like Moshe Rabbeinu, but Tzadikim, Ovdei Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu. We can be just as Moshe Rabbeinu was the quintessential Eved Hashem. We can be Ovdei Hashem. What does that mean to be an Oved Hashem? That means I see myself as a Chelek Elokam Imal, as an integral part of a much greater reality. And that's my part of reality. And therefore, a function of that is I should reveal the greater reality, the Creator around me. That's my responsibility. That is how I, as it were, serve my purpose vis-a-vis the greater, excuse me for the terminology, the greater organism. Says the Radomsker, Matitzak Eli, Dabir Bnei Yisrael V'Yisrael. Listen to what he says over here. Right? Shlomo Miradomsk. Kvar hikshu rishonim, halohuchot litzok. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. Hashem says, Matitzak Eli, why are you davening to me? Dabir Bnei Yisrael V'Yisrael. Tell them to go. So many of the Farshim say the idea is, why? Because we need to show Mesiras Nefesh. This is true. I'm not saying it's not true. Right? We need to show Mesiras Nefesh. Primarily after we've already said, I mean, B'li'in K'varim B'Mitzrayim, we got the Yamsu. Power shows up, and we say to Moshe, hey, there's not enough graves in Egypt. Now's the time to be quite cynical. There's not enough graves in Egypt. You brought us here that we should get slaughtered here. We should have just stayed off in back in Mitzrayim. So because of that, they had to show Mesiras Nefesh. Some say the Orchaim HaKodesh. Then we had to show Mesiras Nefesh and be willing to go into the Yam in order to rectify that. But the Dunsky says more than that. He says, Kvar hikshu rishonim z'alohu chach litzok. Of course he's got to daven. He lo yedei ma'al says, he doesn't know what to do. Af, ach, kvar bi'arnu. B'mokam acha ki nei ba'avas Hashem es amo b'nei Yisrael ha'ovdi nishmo ko v'yokol kasher pol Yeshua's v'ker v'aretz hinei tola b'hem. Hashem wants us to realize that we are His partners, and therefore He wants to link the salvation to us, to show our importance, to show that we are His partners, so it should be indelibly printed upon us that we are here to reveal His presence to the world. He should be Meskayim Aleinu. Ha'ovdim l'shmok of yochel kasher poel Yeshua's b'kerv ha'aretz yinei tola lehem le'mor v'hem le'mor ki hem osim. It's the Jewish people who are doing it. Es kol v'lo ani, not me. Hashem wants to give us the credit, as it were, to remind us what our job description is, that we are His partners. As we march through the dark tunnel of life, we're meant to reveal, right? Reveal His presence as we march to the beat of His drum. Hashem wants His people. He wants to glorify the humble ones in His Yeshua. Rotzalomar, Yifayrosam b'ha'Yeshua ki atem osim. He wants to give us the credit. Either we generate the Yeshua. V'chein hadar hu l'chol chasidav. Tol hadar b'chol chasidav. The hadar, the glory that Hashem does, He makes it dependent. He links it to His chasidim, to those who love Him, those who serve Him. Ki im apolim kol anisim mitid kosam v'chilas v'chein. Him shutvim v'maisev reishis. Ki mekaim ma'olam achra ha'ibaros levalayevad. We give the world continuity. So this lesson over here, right, this lesson over here, v'haminu v'hashem Uva Moshe Avdo, right? They understood that Hashem is Einod Milvado. Again, Einod Milvado is only Hashem. The sea split, like the Maral says, the sea. The sea is the place of the world. Right? No longer is it just an issue of all the worlds on stage and the people upon it, players, etc. Hashem interacts with the players. The world itself, the space of the world itself, is just one more player. It splits. They saw as the Beis Halevi pointed out before. They saw the greatness that even when Hashem was coming to save the Jewish people, Berachamav, it still did in the midst of him. They saw Hashem as Echad. Vayamino Hashem. They saw that there is no conflict between Din and Rachamim. It's all one. It's all Hashem's will. So that an act of Rachamim, exclusive for the Jewish people, at the same time, can cause the demise of the Mitzrim. The Rachamim that was brought for the Jewish people is the demise of the Mitzrim. He's one. Hashem is one. But just as it says, Vayamino Hashem or Moshe Avdo, they believed in Moshe, the quintessential Eved, that's meant to teach us we're all Ovdei Hashem. We're all Ovdei Hashem. And to be an Eved Hashem means that my life is committed to revealing Hashem's presence in the world through my actions, through my deeds, through my actions or through my reactions. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo. The two ideas come together. The two ideas come together. Let's close. Achshav hevinu. They understood now, retroactively. This is going to lead us into this Chassam Sofer over here. The Chassam Sofer says they sang Shir now, because for some reason now they finally understood why it was that Hashem was silent all those years, those 210 years. As it says in the Shir HaSayam, Michamocha, so we say Michamocha Ba'elim Hashem, Chazal say Michamocha, Altikar Ba'elim Ela Ba'ilmim, the silent ones. Ba'elim is the powerful ones. There's no one more powerful than Hashem, but the the greatest power is sometimes His silence. They understood retroactively. They understood here retroactively why Hashem was silent all those years. Why? Because they saw that they had to go from a stage of where they felt absolutely lost. They called out to Hashem. They were tzoek to Hashem. And then came the stage of the Makos. They were not worthy to be saved yet. Hashem had to give them, at the end, Dam Pesach, Dam Milo. But prior to that, it was all to punish the Mitzrayim. So they saw unfolding before them the calling out to Hashem, the Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, which enabled them to leave, but the Onish in the interim of the Ten Makos, the Onish of the Mitzrayim, which they benefited from, but it was brought primarily as an Onish of the Mitzrayim because they weren't worthy of having miracles done for them. The miracles were done to punish the Mitzrayim. There comes Yam Suf. Yam Suf, they would call it, the miracles are done for them. And since the miracles are done for them also, just as we said, Hashem says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, they should see that they are partners with Hashem. They are chelke l'kamimal. We can all be of the Hashem, just like Moshe. All that being woven before them, the time period, the difficult time period, the punishment upon the Mitzrayim, the supernatural way that they are saved, this gave them the capacity, says the Chassam Sofer, to say, Micha Mocha, as it says in the Shira, Ba'elim Hashem, and Chazal Darshanam Mikamokum Ba'ilmim, the silent ones. They understood Hashem's silence. They understood so much about what Hashem had done before and what Hashem was doing now. Din and Rachamim together. His silence before and only subsequently did he involve himself in their lives on a way that they were able to recognize it. All of this was part of Vayaminu B'Hashem Uva Moshe Avdo. They understood what their purpose was. They understood that they were meant, right? They were meant to be a vehicle to reveal Hashem's presence in the world. Elokeim Miskayim Aleim, like we saw from the Medrash in Vayetze and in Miketz. Elokeim Miskayim Aleim. We're now primed next week to go to Matan Torah, where the lessons there will be indelibly printed upon their hearts forever and ever on every Jewish soul. But we understand now why they sang Shira at this point. Shira, as the Sforim say, the word Shira is like a ring, Shirayim, right? Rings, bracelets, round configurations. With Yamsuf, they saw a closure, both in terms of the punishment for the Mitzrayim, Mita Keneged Mita, they tried to destroy the Jewish people with water, and now in turn they were punished with water. But in addition, also we see an unfolding process enabling them to rise in their levels of emunah. This time of Tzoros, the time of the punishment of the Mitzrayim, the time of the salvation of the Jewish people. This is indeed the next to last lesson before, or the last lesson before Matan Torah. The next lesson in Emunah. Who are we? If we recognize really who Hashem is, Hashem is Echad, Eino Rilvado, then we have to realize we are also part of that Eino Rilvado. We are Chelek Elokam Mal. And our job description is to reveal Hashem's presence in the world so that He can be Meskayim through us. In a world where His presence is hidden, we are meant to reveal His presence. Okay. So we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos. Be successful. All the Jewish people were ill. Shai Rafu, Shai Mehera. Kosh Baruch Hu, Shai Rachmanes on His people. Shai Rachmanes on Eretz Yisrael. He should send us all Eitza Tova and Hatzlacha. And so, okay. Have a good Shabbos.